Right now, we're going to move on to our next guest, and that's the Women's March on Washington. Lisa Perry is the Pinellas County Captain for the Women's March on Washington, and Suzanne Benton is helping to organize the local Women's March in St. Petersburg. So welcome to the show, Lisa and Suzanne.
Thanks, John.
Thanks so much for coming in. So, Lisa, what is the Women's March on Washington, and you're helping to organize the buses there? It will happen in D.C. What is it, and how many Floridians are going?
So basically, the Women's March on Washington is to show a presence because women are such a large portion of our population, and they are an umbrella to cover so many topics. So many women get disenfranchised and marginalized for so many different reasons that when we go up there, we just want to show that the opposition to a lot of the viewpoints of the incoming administration, and also have the voices heard of the visceral fear in the community among women.
And you have buses going from Pinellas County, from Hillsborough County, and so on.
Right, we do. We have, I think, I can't give you the exact number of buses coming out of Florida, but I can tell you that from Pinellas County, I think that we have 4 buses that are going to leave, and then Hillsborough, 2 buses leaving. And I think through the state, we are up to probably 20 buses total, I would estimate.
And these are all people that are going up to make sure that women's issues are in the forefront of the Trump administration and of national policy. But we're also looking at local organization, and we have a St. Petersburg March, and that's on the 21st of January,
right.
Saturday, the same day at 3 in the afternoon. So Suzanne... Noon to 3 at Demon's Landing.
Right.
Why are you doing one in St. Petersburg if there's already a giant one in Washington?
Come on. People live here. We need the community to know what's happening. We need to help people understand that the movement has begun. This is no small thing. We are going to have 4,000 people marching.
In St. Petersburg?
In St. Petersburg. We are very well organized. Why are we well organized? Because people have concerns, deep concerns, deeper concerns. And the moment is now. I just stood up at the Quaker Meeting House on December 12th and said, I feel there should be a local march and I'm willing to do a little work for it. And they got a hold of me within a half hour when I posted and said, okay, it's yours. And people have, you just can't believe how many people have come to the fore. We're beautifully organized. We're going to have a great march. And that's not the end of it. We have a great march because we want to get people excited. We want to give people some hope. And we want them to reach out into this country to our politicians. We want them to support organizations like NOW, League of Women Voters, ACLU, Southern Poverty, et cetera, et cetera. And give them the strength they need because they also know what to do. And yes, we're going to organize. So I think it's very important that the antidote for fear, which is what a lot of people have, is action.
That's the voice of Suzanne Benton. She's helping to organize the local Women's March in St. Petersburg. Our other guest is Lisa Perry, the Pinellas County Captain for the Women's March on Washington. And again, the one in St. Petersburg is Saturday, January 21st from noon until 3 in the afternoon at Demon's Landing. And that's at Bayshore Drive and First Avenue South. I'm going to mention right now just a couple of the other Women's Marches in West Florida. One is in Collier Lee, and that's on Saturday 21st from 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon at the Cambier Park in Naples. And there's also, I also want to mention bus information from Tampa and Lakeland, that Lisa could tell us more about bus information. I don't even know if there's any spaces left. There might not be, but bus information about Pinellas. But Marina Welch asked me to mention that from Tampa and Lakeland, you can email this email address, wmwfltampa@gmail.com. They're holding a sign-making event on Saturday, January 14th at the Seminole Heights Branch Library from 3 to 6. And you can find more information on the Facebook at Women's March on Washington, Florida Chapter, Tampa, Hillsborough County. So those are some of the other events that are happening. But why are 4,000 people going to show up in St. Petersburg, or why are buses and buses full of people going? Why is it important for people to march on Washington for women's rights, I guess?
Well, it's more than women's rights. It's social justice. It's racial justice. It's all the justices that we've taken for granted. A shift has taken place in our country, and it's very, very difficult for us to understand the unimaginable. So, of course, we have to get out there, and of course, we actually, you know, we are an old democracy, but that doesn't mean that everybody knows what that means. And we are going to have to be a model in the world in upholding our democracy, because it's under threat. It's under serious, frightening threat. You know, there are marches in London.
Same day.
And elsewhere, too. It's around the world. So the world is concerned. And you know that the administration has recalled all the ambassadors around the world the day after inauguration, or the day of inauguration. So what is our place in the world now?
What do you mean, recalled all the ambassadors?
That's what he did. He said, come home, and your families. I got a whole list of things that just in 1 week, the things they've done, you know, like they wanted to, the Congress made the attempt to shut down the intelligence committee, the outside intelligence committee. And I heard Michael Moore on TV today saying that the president-elect got on a TV program at 8:30 and he was supporting that. But so many people called, jammed the phones, that they reneged. Yeah. So that's what's going to have to happen again and again and again. That the trouble is that they're going to throw things at us so fast. And you know, we don't have the money in America. They do. So we're very challenged. But you know what I want to say? Yes, of course, we have to raise some funds to make this thing happen. But compared to advertising campaigns, we are working hard and we're doing this on next to nothing. And they may be billionaires, but we have guts. We really have guts.
Our guests are Suzanne Benton. She's helping to organize the local women's march in St. Petersburg. It's 12:23 in the afternoon on WMNF Tampa. I also have Lisa Perry, the Pinellas County captain for the Women's March on Washington. I alluded to it a second ago, Lisa, but are there still spots available on the buses to Washington?
There are some spots available on the buses. They are filling up. They are selling out. There will be some merging of buses that do have space. So I would encourage people, if they are interested and want to go to Washington, they can go to www.rallybus.net and just put in the city or a local area near them and go ahead and book your ticket, because we are also sponsoring a bunch of marchers to go up. So we're also filling up some seats currently with people that can't afford to go that we want there and their voices heard as well.
What will that look like? How big is the march going to be in Washington, D.C., and what will be the main issues?
They are estimating about 200,000 people at this point in time, and the main issues are you know, it's the race equality, the women's rights, and climate change, all of the main issues that are on the table pretty much for society as a whole. But I think that women's voices are coming together because, like I said earlier, it's a larger umbrella and it encompasses a group of people. I should be clear that the Women's March on Washington is for everyone. It's not just for women, men, children, whoever wants to get there, whoever feels that they have a part of this. We want to represent the LGBTQA community. We want to represent all of the people that are being threatened. And there's so many of us, and it's just so real, the pulse in the community of fear. So I think the mission to get there is just to show that presence, and that a lot of us are opposing this, and we are not there to protest the inauguration. We're not there to protest that Donald Trump has been elected our president. We are there to protest his viewpoints and what his administration could threaten us as a whole in America.
So threaten, that's a kind of a strong word. I'm going to ask you to follow up on that then.
Sure.
If you're going to say threaten, what do you think? Do you think that abortion rights will be taken away? What are some of the things that you feel threatened by?
Okay, well, let's start with the repeal of Obamacare, for example. That's going to be a huge impact. And, you know, people are going to realize that they are not going to have health care, and some people are not going to live through that. They're actually going to die because they will no longer have access to health care that they need. So I think that when I do think that women's rights will be very, very, very compromised, if not completely taken away. They're talking about defunding Planned Parenthood. And I think that honestly, from what I've observed, it seems like any way that they can diminish any type of rights to that, they're going to try and work to accomplish it. I do not think that they have the interest of the majority of America. And really, he's not only just the leader of America, but our president is a huge role model for the rest of the world. And I think that there are women around the world that are suffering, not only just in America, and him leading this kind of example in such a large nation is going to speak volumes globally. So I do think that threat is, an appropriate word.
Lisa Perry and Suzanne Benton are our guests right now. They're helping with the Women's March on Washington and a local event here in St. Petersburg. It's 12:27 in the afternoon. My name is Sean Canaan. I'm the host of Midpoint Monday. If you'd like to call in, we're going to go to the phones in just a second. 813-239-9663, or you can email us at dj@wmnf.org or text us at 813-433-0885. And we have Tina on the line in Brooksville. Hi, Tina.
Hi, John. Thanks for doing this. Good morning, everyone. I'm getting on board with this in my own head. I know initially there was some controversy from some black women who had began with the march a couple of years ago, and this has morphed into being much bigger. I understand that has been taken care of, and women are really pulling together, because I believe it's about justice of every kind, and it's all connected. And climate justice, environmental justice, if this explodes like this hairball, I can't say his name, if he gets what he's been saying he wants, it's going to make every social justice issue that much worse. And this is about connection. All women are connected, and there are a lot of men attending, too, I understand. So I'm really getting excited about this. It could be global eventually anyway. And thank you so much for the program, and thank you, ladies, for what you are doing.
Tina, let me ask you, before you go, I don't know much about this controversy that you're talking about. Is there something more you can tell us?
Most people don't, and I don't even want to say anything because I believe it's all been taken care of, but it was one of the ones I first heard about the march some time ago, 6 months, almost a year ago. This was some of the stuff I was learning, and I've recently looked into it again, and I think this has been, I think NAACP is on board, although they're not a radical group or anything, but I think they're also one of the supporters, if I'm not mistaken. Your guests can maybe tell me that.
All right, thank you for that.
So anyway, I don't want to take up your time.
Tina, thanks for that call. I hope you call again. And so, Lisa, what do you know about that?
Actually, I'm really glad that you brought that up, because diversity in the march has been a huge topic for us. I think that historically speaking, some of the minority groups have felt disenfranchised or maybe left behind. And these topics were brought up when we first started bringing the march in. To life, basically. And I just wanted to say that we really have put this effort into bridging the gaps in the community, and it's not going to be solved by January 21st, and we are all aware of it. But I am really grateful to have an opportunity to speak about that, because it is something that I take incredibly personally, and our efforts to do community outreach and to hear the voices that are represented in St. Petersburg, in Tampa Bay, in Florida, in the U.S., there's a large effort to be made that some of the people that need to speak and be heard are not being heard. And a lot of them include minority groups, which is why we've had such a big effort to get sponsored marchers to Washington in order to help them get their voices out there. So the diversity thing is a really, really big topic for the Women's March on Washington, and we have definitely tried to address it the best we can, and that will be an ongoing effort after the march.
Right. And we're doing that, of course. We have a tremendous outreach to the community, and we're going to have a large number of tables where grassroots organizations are going to be able to be there with their information, as well as now and, you know, several of the more traditional ones at this point in time, I'm happy to say. I want to say one thing, and that is that I'm a day one feminist. When Now announced itself in the New York Times, I became the ninth member of Now in Connecticut, and I met with the other eight who were older, and they weren't organizing, so I organized. And I would tell you that I organized then because I could taste the need.
And give us an idea of when this was.
In the late 60s, before Gloria Steinem got on. I can taste it now, and it doesn't happen that often in your life. I mean, certainly the civil rights movement, the labor movement, if anybody can remember that. I'm old enough to have some residue of memory there. And it's happening now, and I think that we're here to give people courage.
Our guests are Suzanne Benton, who's helping to organize the local Women's March in St. Petersburg, and Lisa Perry, the Pinellas County Captain for the Women's March on Washington. And why don't we go, we have Mary hanging on the phone line from St. Petersburg. Mary, go ahead, please.
Yes, hi, good morning. I wanted to ask Lisa about the event that she held last night in St. Petersburg. My understanding is that there were well over 170 supporters to help raise funds. Could you speak about that?
Yes, we did have an event last night at the Station House, and actually we did a head count, and 300 people came out, including the mayor and the deputy mayor, to show their support for the community. We also had Tony Van Pelt and Nadine Smith with Equality Florida. The organization last night was also to bring the community together and allow members that want to support this movement and to support the women and the issues that are being brought up. We had the event to talk about how we were going to go forward after the march, as well as to get people, continued efforts to get people to Washington. So it was a wonderful turnout, and it's just, it's amazing. There was a line around the block to get in the door. It was absolutely fabulous support from the community. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, thank you for that call, Mary.
Indeed, it was a huge success, and it was very exciting. And I wanted to say something about the mayor, because as a result of Winnie Foster, who's a longtime activist in St. Petersburg, she suggested that the mayor have a proclamation and declare January 21st Women's Rights Day, and he's doing that.
Mayor Rick Christman of St. Petersburg.
Yes, and he's going to speak at our march, and we're having Darden Rice and people from diverse communities speak, and we're also having music, so it's going to be very lively. So I hope if you can't march, that you'll come and see us. And I would just like to say, if people just look up facebook.com Women's March St. Pete, they'll find us. If they want to come, we'd be happy to have more people.
And again, the location and the day and the time.
Thank you. It's January 21st. We're meeting at noon. We are projecting it'll be over by 3. We're going to march down Bayshore and come back Beach Drive and come back to Demon. So we'll be there on two, coming and going. And it's going to be really exciting. We have to be on the sidewalk. We have to be on the sidewalk because there's new laws that you're supposed to have insurance in order to be on the street. But there are no insurance companies that will insure a march. So I think that's a little pressure down on our democracy, and I think I just wanted to mention it.
All right, so that's at Demon's Landing on September 21st in St. Petersburg.
At noon in St. Petersburg.
And Lisa, more information about the buses as we wrap up.
Sure. The buses will be leaving from St. Pete at about 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. They travel up to D.C. They'll arrive around 9 o'clock in the morning. There is a rally that starts at 10 a.m. The buses will drop off at RFK and the Armory, and people will take the metro to the actual location, and then they we'll get there in time for a 4-hour rally, and then after the rally, obviously, we're marching. And then they will be leaving Washington around 10 at night, and they will return back to Florida by about 1 or 2 the next day.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Lisa Perry, the Pinellas County Captain for the Women's March on Washington. Also joining us was Suzanne Benton. She's helping to organize the local Women's March in St. Petersburg. So I want to thank you for joining us, both of you, both Lisa and Suzanne. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. And we'll put all this information on our website, WMNF.org.